From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A strong magnitude 6.3 earthquake is being reported near the New Zealand city of Christchurch, with sources saying there's extensive damage. According to wire service reports, the quake has cut power in the southern New Zealand city. Radio New Zealand says a church near the city center has collapsed, and the city's mayor says there has been significant damage. A large 7.1 magnitude quake struck New Zealand's second largest city last September. No one died in the quake, though there were injuries. This latest earthquake was at a relatively shallow depth of just over 3 miles. After days of what has been reported to be violent protests inside Libya against the 40-year-old leadership of Muammar Gaddafi, Libya's leader has spoken today, disputing rumors he's left the capital, Tripoli. Meanwhile, there's international condemnation of the unrest there, including a statement from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton deploring the violence. Reed Brody is with the group Human Rights Watch and describes what sources are telling him is taking place.
By and large, these were peaceful demonstrators killed by security forces who used rifles and machine gun fire to shoot into demonstrations.
Human Rights Watch has put the death toll there at more than 200, and the Libyan capital security forces appear to be readying for renewed attacks against protesters. Various news reports are stating two Libyan Air Force pilots have landed in Malta. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli says the pilots, both Libyan Air Force colonels, reportedly are seeking asylum.
The pilots surrendered to Maltese authorities and were taken for questioning. They apparently took off from a base near Tripoli and flew close to the ground to avoid radar detection. Some news reports claim the pilots have been ordered to bombard protesters in various parts of Benghazi, the eastern Libyan city that was the flashpoint of the anti-government protests sweeping the country for the last few days. Malta, in the center of the Mediterranean and only a one-hour flight from Tripoli, is preparing to become a logistical base for evacuations of European nationals from Libya. Many European citizens work in Libya for oil and gas companies. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
In the Wisconsin state capitol, little sign the respective sides are budging in the battle over decision by that state's Republican governor, Scott Walker, to try and strip many of the collective bargaining rights held by state workers. As we hear from NPR's David Shaper, thousands of protesters remain in Madison awaiting a legislative session that starts tomorrow.
Protests continue both inside and outside of the state capitol here in Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, there are still just all kinds of people hanging out, and they will be here all night long. They will stay until the wee hours of the morning, because in the morning, the Wisconsin Assembly is going to take up the controversial bill that would both require public employees to contribute to their health insurance and their pensions and strip away many of their collective bargaining rights.
Unions have proposed a compromise where they would pay more towards their benefits. However, Walker said he does not intend to negotiate. 14 state Senate Democrats were able to forestall a vote by leaving town last week. U.S. financial markets are closed for the President's Day holiday. You're listening to NPR. In California, a bus carrying members of a Korean church group home from a weekend retreat in Southern California slid off a mountain highway after colliding with another vehicle today. At least one person is reported to have died in the crash. Julie Hutchinson with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says a number of others were taken to the hospital.
We have a report of 24 victims being transported. I don't know that all of those were from the bus.
Police officials say the bus slid some 50 feet down a mountainside before hitting a power pole. The accident occurred 70 miles east of Los Angeles. A national center focusing on civil discourse in politics has opened in Tucson, Arizona, following the January 8th shootings that killed 6 people and critically wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. From member station KUAZ, Robert Rappaport has that story.
The National Institute for Civil Discourse is co-chaired by former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. Arizona Board of Regents Vice Chair Fred Duval, who heads the working board of the Institute, says the privately funded center will encourage politicians to be respectful toward each other.
Democrats calling out Democrats, Republicans calling out Republicans, and self-policing of both sides.
Duval says he hopes if politicians become more civil, that civility will flow down to voters. For NPR News, I'm Robert Rappaport in Tucson.
Major winter weather system continues to move east after dumping up to a foot of snow on parts of the upper Midwest. That storm caused hundreds of flight cancellations, including around 160 this morning at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, though things were returning to normal. According to the National Weather Service, the storm dumped more than a foot of snow there, with another 1 to 3 inches expected by day's end. The storm has spanned much of the upper Midwest, dumping more than 10 inches of snow in parts of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.